My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The Nationals have been in what has been a long, not fun, rebuild. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel with James Wood playing like a star and now Dylan Cruz getting to the big leagues over the last couple of nights. Two excellent, young, future impact major league players. The Capitals had an awesome offseason. We're closing in on hockey a little over a month from now. We'll be on the precipice of the NHL season, and preseason hockey will be played at Capital One Arena at that time. But they made a ton of moves and really tried to, I think, push some chips back in to make sure that they're competing into the playoffs and maybe for one more run with Alex Ovechkin, which we'll be talking about over the coming several weeks. The Wizards are terrible.
Yeah, listen, people are going to make their jokes, and that's fine. They're not going to be any good.
I mean, they're going to be horrendous, but maybe they get Cooper Flagg.
Well, but right out of my mouth, at least it's for a purpose now. At least it's not Ernie Grunfeld selling the future to win one more game or just sort of middling, pathetic, trying to build from the middle nonsense. They're actually playing the game. You can be bad as long as it's for a purpose, and there is a purpose here. I love it. So everybody's doing kind of the things that I've always wanted done when it comes to trying to get good. It's happening.
Football's going to carry us in this first segment, in most segments, in most of the day, with Adam Peters coming on the show and so much going on around the NFL. But we'd be remiss if we didn't start with Dylan Cruz hitting his first missile at the major league level last night, 4 for his first 11 in his first 3 games. The Nats getting a series win against the Yankees. Danny, I needed a cigarette, and I don't smoke, after the first couple innings of baseball last night. James Wood with 2 hits and 3 stolen bases and an RBI knock, and Cruz had already homered, and Jacob Young was running wild on the base paths. All the rookies, all the kids were beating up on the New Yorkers as the Nats took a series from the Yankees.
Sorry about it.
It was a lot of fun, and it all got started in the leadoff spot, kicking off the game with Dylan Cruz in just his third career game.
And the pitch swung on it high in the air to left field. Verdugo going back. Still back to the warning track, to the wall, and it is gone! Goodbye! Bang! Zoom goes Dylan Cruz with a majestic, soaring fly ball that just kept on going. Into the back of the Yankees bullpen in left center field. A game leadoff. Home run, his first of the major leagues.
I got a text from a buddy who's in baseball, who's as plugged in and just studies it as close as anybody that I know. And he said it perfectly last night. I'm sitting in my house. It's like close to 11 o'clock. He said, dude, he's like, I love Dylan Cruz. He's been studying him, you know, since LSU. Mm-hmm. But he said he's going to do something every single night that's going to help your team win. And that's the early
vibe. That's the summary.
It's only been 3 games, but I mean, you could go back to when LSU won a national title or what he did in minor league clubhouses. maybe there's no elite trait. Maybe he's not going to hit 40 homers or steal 50 bases or win a gold glove in center field, where I think he's really good, by the way. But he does everything well, and it's not like what we would call 50s in the scouting industry of a 20-80 scouting scale. 50 is average, 60 is plus, 70 is elite, you know, 80 is world-class, Hall of Fames type stuff. Everything is 60s. Like, he's really good at everything.
Yep.
He's a really good hitter. He's got really solid power. He's a really good defensive player. He's really good with his arm strength that he's been clocked almost 95 already from right field. Made a great running catch in right the other night. He's already showing it. Now, there could be an 0-for-14 or a 1-for-20 coming. It's not like he was dominating at AA or AAA, but you and I make this case all the time. Just like progress isn't linear, you know, numbers are not just bound to go down at a certain rate at each level. The fact that pitchers throw it over the plate more in the big leagues helps some guys, mm-hmm. right? The fact that he's really good against velocity, he's seeing more of it, maybe is going to be a benefit to him in some way. We'll see. But through three games, two wins, first hit on Tuesday night in a multi-hit game, first homer last night in a multi-hit game, back-to-back, 4 for his first 11, already has a steal, already has a really nice play in right. You're seeing it, man. This yep. is what we all were hoping for when he was drafted number two overall.
Yeah, that's why we're here. It's to me, it's the whole point. Last night, it's on display. No CJ Abrams in the lineup, but Mackenzie Gore was filthy. I thought he was really good again. Again, they win the game. I always love beating the Yankees. I like when they lose. I like when the Nats win. That's fine. My big takeaways, I've got like 6 or 7 things that I would like to see. I saw most of them last night, and you also get a W out of it. But you mentioned with Dylan Cruz, that's the perfect summation. You go to the ballpark, and he's going to do something that helps. It could be in an 0-for-3 with a couple of punch-outs game, right? There's going to be something that he does that's productive. That's just a good baseball player. And I know I sound like Scott McLuhan talking about football player. That's a baseball player. Sorry about it. There's going to be something that he does. Whether there was a play the other night, not just the really nice running catch that you've mentioned up against the wall, but what would be tricky for someone that doesn't play that outfield spot. He's in right field. It's an opposite spin, so a right-hander hitting a ball that slices, you know, kind of cuts past you. If you haven't done that route a whole lot, it's weird. So you go back turning over your right shoulder, they're going to run back that way, and then it's going to spin behind you. Guys have been corkscrewed and turned around and dropped balls. He made it look like the most effortless, easy, simple Cadillac big league catch. And I went, he made a really hard thing, which he's going to do a lot of, look like it's the simplest task in the world, like he's playing catch out and back in the backyard with his dad. And you go, that's what this is, right? The really hard made to look easy or attainable or just normal. This isn't, and he's not normal.
The Nats are off today. They'll be back in action right here on The Fan tomorrow. The Cubs are coming to town, and all of a sudden the Cubbies are hot, trying to make a playoff push. Got a chance to be a wild card team. So if you're going out to Nats Park, probably a good time to remind you that we got some gear that you might want down the stretch of the season here. James Wood, Dylan Cruz, both in the lineup. Upgrade your gear. The latest from the Fans merch store. We've got a Cruz Wood 2024 election style shirt. We've got your We've Got Wood hoodies if you want those for the fall. And fittingly after last night, Cruz Missile t-shirts as well. Go to 1067thefanshop.com if you want to get your hands on that gear.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.